Nikki Haley bizarrely says Trump has nowhere left to hide after his blowout win in Iowa. By Hannah Blow Knutson on January 16, 2024. Presidential hopeful Nikki Haley bizarrely asserted Tuesday that former President Donald Trump has nowhere left to hide after his blowout victory in the Iowa caucuses. Trump won the Iowa caucuses with 51% support among Republican voters, nearly 30 points higher than Governor Ron DeSantis's 21.2% support. Trump's victory over Haley was even bigger, besting her by 31.9%, or a difference of more than 35,000 votes. Watch, Nikki Haley claims Republican primary is a two-person race after placing third in Iowa caucus. But Haley is continuing on in the race and taking it a step further, opting to criticize Trump for refusing to debate her and other Republican hopefuls. "We've had five great debates in this campaign. Unfortunately, Donald Trump has ducked all of them," Haley said Tuesday, bizarrely accusing Trump of hiding, a critique she has made in the past as well. "He has nowhere left to hide," she said. "The next debate I do will either be with Donald Trump or with Joe Biden. I look forward to it." Haley is technically correct, as it is virtually impossible for Trump to hide with a victory that big. The former president now holds the record for the largest margin of victory in the history of Iowa Republican caucuses, as Breitbart News extensively showcased. 2016, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, Cruz beats Trump by 3.3%. Cruz, 27.6%. Trump, 24.3%. 2012, former Senator Rick Santorum, RPA, and former Governor Mitt Romney, RMA, tie. Santorum, 24.6%. Romney, 24.6%. 2008, former Governor Mike Huckabee, RR, beats Romney by 9.2%. Huckabee, 34.4%. Romney, 25.2%. 2000, former President George Bush beats Forbes editor-in-chief Steve Forbes by 9%. Bush, 41%. Forbes, 30%. 1996, Dole beats presidential consultant Pat Buchanan by 3%. Dole, 26%. Buchanan, 23%. 1988, Dole beats televangelist Pat Robertson by 12.8%, as Reuters noted. Dole took roughly 37% of the vote that year. Amazingly, Haley said during her speech on Monday that the Republican primary contest is now a two-person race, despite finishing third in the Iowa caucuses. "At one point in this campaign, there were 14 of us running. I was at 2% in the polls. But tonight, Iowa did what Iowa does so well. The pundits will analyze everything from every angle, we get that," Haley said. "But when you look at how we're doing in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and beyond, I can safely say tonight Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race," she claimed. Haley's third-place finish follows a controversial Q&A over the weekend in Iowa, where she was unwilling to state that a man cannot become a woman.